A husband went up to his wife and said, I'm going golfing. And she said, you're going alone again. Why don't you ever golf with George anymore? And he goes, well, would you golf with someone who moves the ball after he hits it, cheats on the score, and is just cheats in every way possible? She goes, no, I wouldn't golf with someone like that. And he goes, neither would George. To be able to see the problem in yourself and the weakness in yourself, and not to lose heart, but in fact, to gain momentum to become a better person, is at the core of Christian repentance. That I am not afraid to see myself as I am. And sometimes reality is counterintuitive. In light of the wonderful wedding in England, in America we had a shooting in school again. And we mourn, and from time to time people are afraid. But there are other things to be afraid of also. Do you know that in 1918 and 1919, there was a pandemic called the Spanish flu? We lost more people in America because of the Spanish flu than all the soldiers in World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam combined. Something that we couldn't even see affected us and the entire world in a dramatic way. And although war and violence is obvious and visible, it is the invisible war that happens in the human heart that is the cause of it all. Sure, there may be a mental problem or a disease in some instances, but many things happen because people get hurt, people get angry, they let this disease fester within them until they can no longer contain it. Some people came up to me and says, Father, we have so much trouble in our family. We argue all the time. I said, you have trouble not because you argue, but because you don't know how to argue. In classic Latin argumentation, there's argumentum ad rem and ad hominem. You argue the issue or you attack the person. When you attack the person, you are no longer arguing. It's a vicious attack on an individual. If you're talking about the house, about the car, about the money, stay on topic. Argue the issue. But once you say, I hate your nose, or you're stupid, or you're crazy, or I hate you, hate you, hate you, that's not an argument. That is an attack. So listen to yourself carefully in your relationship, in your friends, and your family, and say, am I really arguing? Because it's not a pejorative term. It's a logical term. Am I arguing the issue? Learn to do that so that at the end of the day, you might resist the temptation to attack an individual because of what they did 20 years ago, because no one can defend themselves against their past, or attack someone because of who they are, instead of saying, what is the issue at hand that we need to discuss? So I tell people, learn how to argue. Resist the temptation to attack. And your relationships will become better. And you will gain understanding in what the real situation is. So today, as we pray, there are some things that are obvious that scare us in our society. But those things which are quiet and deep, like the Spanish flu, which we couldn't even see under the microscope until the electron microscope. The anger, the hatred, or the lack of Christian charity deep in our hearts, that is at the cause of most of the wars and fights that we see. So learn how to argue, resist the temptation to attack. Slava Iisusu Hristos.